North Korean media say the country's leader has told a high-ranking South Korean delegation about his will to mend ties. North Korea's official news agency said Kim Jong-un firmly and vigorously wants to write a new history of national reunification. The agency added that Kim exchanged views and made a satisfactory agreement upon hearing the intention of the South Korean president for a summit. This was the first time South Korean officials met with Kim since he took office in 2011. Relations between the two Koreas saw signs of improvement and progress following the positive atmosphere during the recently held Winter Olympic Games. And joining us via Leesburg is Mike Billington. He's with the Asia desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Billington. Now, it seems things are moving in the positive direction. However, there is always that issue of the U.S. position when it comes to inter-Korean ties. Well, Mr. Billington, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You didn't mention, because it wasn't in the press releases and so on, but the intention of the South Korean delegation that went there was not only to further North-South ties, but also to establish conditions under which North Korea and the U.S. would start talks. And I'm sure that took place. It wasn't mentioned in the press releases, but this is a situation in which we are very close to what I've been arguing all along, including on your show, despite the sort of belligerent tone both from Kim Jong-un and from President Trump, that negotiations were going on in collaboration with South Korea and Washington to deal with this crisis and end it. So Trump the other day announced that he is, in fact, ready to talk with North Korea. He's not sure what the results will be, and he's insisting on denuclearization, which has always been his policy. But this is a very significant step towards the kind of peace that Trump and Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea, have been working on quietly behind the scenes for a long time. And it goes hand in hand with what Trump has done with China. Remember, let me just say, you've probably seen over the last couple of weeks there has been an hysterical breakout in the corrupt U.S. media, among many political leaders in our Congress and in Europe and in London in particular, denouncing Xi Jinping. China's a new dictatorship, especially since they dropped the term limits issue. They're saying he's a new emperor and this is horrible. Trump was asked about this at a private Republican meeting in Florida, and he said, great, Xi Jinping's a great leader. This is a good idea. It's good that he's going to stay around. Maybe we should try it here. Is that a joke? Partially, but the point is he's announcing very clearly that the U.S. system is broken. He's attacking not only the Democratic leaders, but the Republican leaders. Just in the same meeting, he denounced George Bush for launching what he said was the worst mistake in history, the launching of a war on Iraq, which unleashed the hell that's totally enveloped the Middle East since that time.
Right, but Mr. Billington, it is very hard to sort of marry the two different approaches here when it comes to North Korea, where we've seen tensions with the U.S. rise to a point where many analysts and pundits were saying we're getting closer to nuclear war here. And at the same time, there's this depiction of Trump on your part where he is willing to put that olive branch forward.
Yeah, well, that's the analysts and pundits. You're exactly right. Trump is surrounded by neocons in the military. There's some decent people in the military, but he's still surrounded by the neocons, the Democratic Party leadership and the Republican Party leadership, which are completely committed to the neocon role that America has to remain the unipolar leader of the world. Trump doesn't mean unipolar leader of the world when he says, make America great again. He says America should make America great again, China should make China great again, Russia should make Russia great again. We're on the brink of a destruction of this entire British imperial division of the world into warring blocks. Trump, correctly, he's not able to do it as completely as he can because he doesn't have a political machine in America. He's working with horrible people from Wall Street, some very vile people from the military who want a war, who want to keep the world divided, the U.S. versus Russia, the U.S. versus China. That's not Trump's view. And he wants to restore American system policies here in the United States. We have to defeat this coup against Trump being run by the British through Christopher Steele so that he is freed to implement the kind of policy he wants, which is to join with China in the new Silk Road, solve these problems in the Middle East, including in Iran, by the way, despite his belligerence about Iran, to make these situations workable by the U.S., Russia, and China working together. And that is the key thing.
Let's see how that pans out. That's Mike Billington with the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Mr. Billington, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.